Chris Olave Michael Thomas's new Robin, or is he the Batman of the New Orleans? Let's start this again. I mean, man, oh, man. Sorry, folks. I just lost power. But you know what? That's the best part about doing a live show. Once in a while, things happen. And you're going to get the best from Razzball, people, because we're just losing our minds today, folks. But we're about to start right now on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have a great show. Super excited. Here we go. When I tell you today's been one of those days, folks, if you listen to our podcast earlier today, we lost audio. Today we're losing internet. It's been wild. It's been crazy. And the best part, too, is it's only going to get better because my guest today is rocking out right now at the bar, and she gave her time to come jump on with us. But before we jump on with Keelan, I want to talk quickly about, make sure you're following us across the board. If you already stayed through 2 minutes and 41 seconds of just dead air, we appreciate you. But make sure you're going to follow us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on IG, TikTok, and make sure you go on to Razzball Fantasy YouTube to make sure you subscribe, rate, review. We're going to have a bunch of great stuff coming out. Also, on the website at Razzball.com on the NFL piece. But you know what? At this point, I let her. She's waited long enough. I'm bringing her in right now. It's Keelan. What's going on? How you doing?
Woo! I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. The best part, too, is you just noticed I just went dead air for the first time ever in my entire career.
I think I might be bad luck for you. Also, to any listeners that are live, sorry, it's noisy. I am literally at a bar, and they just turned on the NBA finals. So apologies for that.
No,
and
listen,
cheers.
This is the vibe we want anyway here at Razzball Fantasy, so we're all good. So let's get into it right now. Today we're bringing you on because you are a fan of the New Orleans Saints. You want to talk quickly about Chris Olave. So tell us what you found out about this guy.
Yes, I am a Saints fan. I'm also a Titans fan, so I hope we get to continue our conversation about both. But yeah, today I am here to talk about Chris Olave, who, as hopefully some of you already know, he was drafted number 11 in the first round for the Saints. The Saints traded up. They had the 16th pick, but they traded the now Commanders for the 11th pick and picked up Olave. If you don't know him, he played for Ohio State. And he was kind of a go-to guy for now the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, for a while before he went on to the NFL. And I think one of the biggest stats from his college career that's been most notable is that he is in the Big Ten, the fourth all-time receiving touchdowns record with 35 receiving touchdowns. So that's pretty freaking crazy. For all time. That was one thing that was really impressive to me. And of course, he's got a ton of other accolades. So during the combine, I read a lot of the scouting notes, and literally one of the scouting notes was that he is buttery smooth, which cracked me up, but was also like, hell yeah. So they noted that he was, you know, very smooth and fluid and efficient. He was very fast. I think out of all of the wide receivers, he had the eighth fastest 40 time. And I think some of the weaknesses they noted were sort of that, you know, even though he was buttery smooth in terms of efficiency and being fluid in movement, he also has kind of butter fingers at the same time. So it was noted that, like, maybe when he was running, he couldn't catch that well. And additionally, he's not a very big guy. He's only about 6 feet tall and 188 pounds as last reported. So that's not too big. And so, you know, there's points where he can't really block runs, and he himself might get kind of neutralized at a certain point. So, those are some kind of pre-NFL notes. Last, you know, there's been a lot of talk of him recently because Bobby, as you pointed out, he has kind of this Robin feel with Michael Thomas. So he and Michael Thomas have actually been working out together, and they've been like staying with each other and things like that. And, you know, notably, Michael Thomas has been out a lot the past season and a half, and it's reported that he still is going to be potentially out. Dennis Allen, the Saints coach, has said, like, yeah, he's not practicing yet. We don't really know yet. We hope he's back, obviously, but to be determined. So just thinking of Olave, you know, obviously added to the Saints, it's huge. They've been really suffering without wide receivers, without Michael Thomas. Now they have Jarvis Landry and Olave here with us now. And I think, especially in terms of dynasty drafts, or if you're in a dynasty league already, there's huge opportunity with Chris Olave. You know, Michael Thomas isn't a for sure bet, and Olave has those shoes that he might be able to fill. And certainly this season, you know, we'll see him doing something, I would think. So, yeah, he's pretty exciting, and I'm really excited he's getting this, like, training, basically, from Michael Thomas, who also is an Ohio State guy. You know, like, that's awesome. So, yeah, super exciting player. I'm super excited for the Saints to have him, and, you know, hopefully they'll do a little better this year than 9-8, but we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the interesting thing about this is that they, when they come into this right now, that last year, no wide receiver, no player topped 700 yards on the entire team. Marcus Callaway is not, you know, for where he came from and now, he's actually played pretty well. I think he's better suited probably as a 3-4 now in this offense. But now you also have Jarvis Landry. You also have Michael Thomas coming back with Chris Olave. I guess you see, like, some problem with target distribution for Chris Olave in year one, maybe make you hesitant, maybe in redraft.
Yeah, so I would think so. So one thing I kind of noted too was that, like, for Dynasty especially, he'd be a good pick because it's like, it'll give him, you know, you'll pick him up, but then he'll have time to, like, make mistakes. It won't be the end of the world. And then with just the ongoing quarterback weirdness with the Saints, it's kind of really up in the air. I mean, you know, like, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Red Rifle, now Andy Dalton, like, what is going on there? Like, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a bit of, you know, shuffling around and learning that'll be a little intense at the beginning as well.
Yeah, the other thing too, when I'm looking at all this situation, is that Michael Thomas, yes, he is under contract, but maybe if Chris Olave shows out a little bit, makes him expendable. Jarvis Landry is only under contract for 1 year.
Yeah.
And look at Marcus Callaway. He's a restricted. Remember, this guy is a low draft capital. So Olave's future could be a lot better, maybe more of a dynasty type of play than you normally think.
Yeah. I agree completely. And I think, you know, I'm, as a fan, but also as, like, somebody who participates in fantasy football, I'm definitely more open to that as well, because I know Michael Thomas gets kind of a bad rep from some people. And I know he's been kind of, like, you know, he was, like, Breeze go-to guy a little bit too. So that's going to be interesting to see how that changes with Breeze gone. And then, yeah, the injuries, and I mean, it's completely possible. And you mentioned the contract. And I think there's, you know, there it's reported there's a little tension. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And I absolutely agree with you that there's a place for him. And it seems like with that training, he has taken on a lot of mentorship, or he's taken on Michael Thomas as a mentor and Jarvis Landry as a mentor. And I mean, that's huge. Like it sounds like he's already performing, you know, he's going to be a little more ready than somebody else who hasn't received that. Like, you know, it's weird because I was reading this about flip side on the Titans. You know, it's a little different for quarterbacks, but thinking about Ryan Tannehill, he was quoted a month or two ago now saying, you know, that wasn't really his job to mentor people. And right. It is different for quarterbacks, but at the same time, it's so nice to see Michael Thomas in a situation where he may not be willing to, you know, where he may not, we don't know what's going on there, but he's giving to Chris Olave and like, hey, taking him under his wing and like, no matter what happens, I respect that a lot. And I think I might've glossed over this when I was talking, but the other thing that's really awesome about Chris Olave, that's a little softer skill kind of thing, is he's noted for his like emotional intelligence. He's already in college. He was taking responsibility for his mistakes. And I think that's huge because a lot of times when we see these higher draft picks come in, that's the thing you see them screw up on. You know, they come in used to being a big fish in big fish in a smaller pond. And now it's like, all right, you're with all these good guys. So yeah, I mean, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to in having him on the Saints, who are this kind of crazy team right now that are, it's like, what's going to happen with them, is that he can provide almost this like maturity for a younger guy. So yeah, I think super looking forward to watching him play in the NFL and for the Saints, of course.
Yeah. And the good news is, even though Sean Payton's no longer the head coach, Pete Mark Carmichael is now the OC, still the OC, but now the play caller. So there's going to be continuity. So Michael Thomas knows this offense like the back of his hand. That's good news for Chris Olave learning under him. But let's dive in. Let's put our feet to the fire here a little bit and talk about ADP. And let's see if you'll actually take these guys. Currently today, Best Ball ADP has Chris Olave going 100th overall pick, wide receiver 44. So instant reaction, are you willing to take him in that range in your ADP best ball drafts for redraft?
So I would, but I think part of it is a little bit of maybe, you know, I'm a little sentimental about him probably at this point, but I do think because of the opportunity he has, I feel good about it. Like, I feel really good about him. And again, I think the big thing to me, and that I always worry about with guys that are rookies, is their like mental and emotional maturity. Like, that's how many times have we seen some of these draft picks just like flop because they can't take it and they don't adjust well. So I think the fact that he's already like, again, been taken under a wing and has already displayed some kind of psychological things that sometimes they don't have yet, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, wide receivers these days, it's like, just going, like, you just go through them so fast, they get hurt so often. So I mean, they come at a premium now, and I personally, especially in my dynasty league, I hope none of them listen to this, but I'm probably gonna try to pick him up in my dynasty league.
All right, well, we'll make sure that, yeah, exactly. So the thing is, it's just, that's a perfect transition because he's going 7th overall right now in dynasty rookie consensus rankings. So that's right ahead, that's right behind Treylon Burks and Jameson Williams, and then right ahead of guys like Sky Moore and Christian Watson. So I guess I know your answer probably, yes, you'll take him ahead of Sky Moore and Christian Watson, but is there any hesitation for Treylon Burks and Jameson Williams?
So I think, you know, they have a little more opportunity probably than, like, I think people see such big names ahead of Olave right now. You know, it's from an outside perspective, like Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Marcus Callaway, like, he's not going to maybe get to play that much, but I hate to say this, but I personally think he will. So that's the only reason I'm kind of like a little more positive about him. But I do think there is a chance that he might not get that much time now. And then I think also for me, like personally, and this is speculation on my part, like I haven't played football, but I think, and I haven't heard how much he's grown yet. Like he's pretty small. So I would worry about him getting hurt as well. But hopefully, you know, we'll see him grow physically and mentally and see his skills grow. So that, those are the kind of two things that I'm a little like, ugh, about.
Yeah. All right, before we go, I just want to make sure we give Keelan a chance to shout out her own stuff. You got any articles coming out on the football? I know you write for baseball. The floor is yours. Tell us where people can find your content.
Yeah, sure. So right now for Razzball especially, I have been focusing on baseball and injuries for baseball. I have a weekly – it comes out every Saturday, I think, night, but you can catch it on Razzball in the morning. It's the fantasy baseball injury report, but it's just real-life baseball injuries. For football, you know, hopefully diving more into this stuff. I really enjoyed talking about Olave. Hopefully I can continue that with Saints Titans. And yeah, I'm on Southside Sox as well for baseball.
Perfect. Well, thank you once again for being on the show. Listen, this girl is at the bar hanging out, having beers, and she's makes time for her Razzball. The only thing I'm upset about is you didn't tell me ahead of time so I could have had a beer ready to go with you. But that's
my bad. Next time, though.
Next show we will. Once again, this was the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Make sure you guys go subscribe, like, review all these photos. We love every second of doing this. We really appreciate your support. Make sure you're going on IG, checking out the TikTok, and making sure you're following us everywhere because we got big things coming this season at Razzball.com. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. The girl swinging that beer right now is Keelan, and we're out of here, folks.